An update on the state budget negotiations. The governor vetoed legislation that required documenting groundwater use. And we have a state fruit, now we have a state legume. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, May 2nd. I'm Deborah Ashar. Oklahoma lawmakers are reportedly close to reaching a budget deal. But State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us a shakeup in the Senate fiscal leadership could impact negotiations.
House Speaker Charles McCall says he thinks the two chambers could agree upon budget appropriations for fiscal year 2025 as soon as this week.
I really hope to get a budget deal done this week. I think we're very close. There's only about four areas of the budget that there's just not, you know, quiet agreement on, and hopefully could work through those.
Those areas of disagreement include common and higher education funding, an income tax cut, and some deferred maintenance projects at universities, parks, and other public spaces. Senate Pro Tem Greg Treat replaced his chief budget negotiator with the House Tuesday. The move is expected to delay budget talks past this week. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Governor Kevin Stitt has vetoed a bill that would have required farmers, ranchers, and other commercial irrigators to track how much water they pull from Oklahoma's aquifers. Lawmakers say the legislation could help the state understand and protect its groundwater stores. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Grayson Wheeler has more.
Oklahoma already limits how much groundwater commercial wells can use. But currently, irrigators self-report on a form each year, and the state doesn't have a good way to double-check. Although overuse is a concern, lawmakers say they think many irrigators actually use less than they report, for fear they'll have their limit lowered otherwise. Representative Carl Newton and Senator Brent Howard authored House Bill 3194, which would have required more accurate monitoring and documentation of groundwater use. Both lawmakers are from western Oklahoma, where most communities rely on aquifers for their water. The bill landed on the governor's desk last week, but Stitt vetoed it for what he calls, quote, government overreach at its finest. Now it's up to the legislature to overturn the governor's veto if they so choose. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The Satanic Temple is looking to participate in a school chaplain program should the measure pass the state legislature. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports State Superintendent Ryan Walters has supported the bill, but took to social media to warn off the religious group.
Senate Bill 36 would allow districts to employ chaplains or accept them as volunteers to provide support, services, and programs for students. The Satanic Temple's founder, Lucian Greaves, says it will be participating in the program if it passes. In response, State Superintendent Ryan Walters posted Wednesday, quote, Satanists are not welcome in Oklahoma schools, but they are welcome to go to hell. Greaves says while the Satanic Temple would rather schools just adequately staff qualified professional counselors for student support, if the bill passes, his federally recognized religion has the same rights as any other.
You can't simply advocate for bringing religions in school and then tweet out later that one specific religious group isn't allowed. That's not how legislation is made. That's not how laws are passed. You can't change the Constitution by fiat from Twitter.
The bill is waiting to be heard in the Senate. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Oklahoma has a new state legume, the soybean. The bean now joins the ranks of the strawberry, the state's fruit, and watermelon, the state's vegetable, as a new state symbol. We get details from Anna Pope with the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange.
It all started with a few teachers, including Amber Bales, a fourth grade educator who is heavily involved in the Oklahoma Agriculture in the Classroom program. After seeing other items being added to the state's symbol list, they decided to try a campaign to make the soybean the state's legume. Bales says she incorporated this into teaching about the legislative process, soybeans, their importance, and perseverance.
Well, for my students, and they are very well versed, my firm belief is that everyone should know where their food, fiber, and fuel come from. And when you do that, you are showing respect to a lot of people and how that is.
For her, it's exciting for the bill to become law because this project has been 3 years in the making, and they did not know if it would be heard or even signed. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause. and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.